across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So I have my guest with me, Katja Nielsen. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Oops, sorry. Better. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. So, Katja, you founded earlier this year a good company, Reflexology. So, you will tell me more about it. First, I would like to know a bit more about you, Katja. What is your background? Where do you come from? Tell me everything.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, I want to know everything.
All right, well, I'll start in 99 when I came across to England from Denmark. I'd just spent a couple of years in Madrid at the time and now I needed to practice my English. I thought it was getting a bit rusty. So I thought I'd just pop over to London to see a friend who was studying at the Queen Mary's University at the time. I thought, well, the best way to learn is really to get a job.
Yeah,
so I thought so I registered at a temp agency and they sent me out to work in a Spanish law firm.
Oh,
so
wow.
Here we had this bizarre situation of a Dane in London speaking Spanish at work. So my English wasn't getting a lot better. But luckily I had met this really nice guy from Norwich. And
ooh,
as they say, the rest is history. We're married now, have two children, moved to Cambridge in 2000. Because he got a job up here in an IT company. And been here since, really.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's a good start. Good start. So how comes you go from low Spanish company you were working in London to Reflexology?
Yeah, that's a bit of an odd story, really. But Denmark is one of the countries with the highest rate of complementary therapy usage, really. I'll say one in four Danes are accessing complementary therapy, such as acupuncture, massage, reflexology, Reiki, whatever. It's quite a normal thing to do. So I've always had an interest, but it didn't seem to me at the time that that was a sensible career choice when you're young, growing up. I was quite academic. So I went for the traditional way of going into university, studying, and then into one sensible job after the other. Ended up in project management, did that for a number of years, drifted into change management because I was really interested in people and how people respond. But this interest was always there. And then I thought at one point, I saw a course advertised and I thought, well, I could do that as a hobby, couldn't I? It doesn't have to be a job or anything and nothing's wasted, nothing's risked, you don't risk anything. So I signed up for this course and I was just absolutely, I just loved it. It's quite a tough one. I had to drop my days down to 4-day week when I started studying. It was was quite time consuming. There's a lot more to it than I expected. Mm-hmm. I had to do an anatomy and physiology exam.
Oh,
right
wow,
at the beginning.
Yeah, obviously,
So that was hard on the old brain, going in and studying the body, the bodily functions, how everything is interconnected. But I was just fascinated by the whole thing. And then as part of your qualification, you obviously have to go out and give treatments, over 100 hours of treatments, and do case studies, etc., etc. But I was just fascinated by how it changed people's lives, how positive people were about it. And I thought, this is it. I'm just going to have to give everything up and do this full time. So that's kind of how it came about. But then as I was thinking about it, I thought, I can't quite let go of the corporate world. That's where I'm comfortable. That's where I've spent my entire adult life.
Yeah, because you could actually just open I won't say a salon, but
a clinic or something
and do
absolutely.
That for everybody. But as you said, you were comfortable with the corporate environment. So
I was, and also there are a lot of other people out there who are doing a great job of running their clinics and seeing private clients. And another thing I thought was... So I said, in Denmark, a lot of people use complementary therapy, but that's because they finish work at 4. So when you leave work at 4 o'clock, that means you can now go and give yourself time to do self-care and manage your health and well-being like that proactively. Now, in the UK, people work a lot longer. They work to like 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night. Mm. Then if you have children, you have to, you know, obviously spend time with them.
Commuting and stuff,
all of that. So for me, access to the therapy was a big deal. And so I thought, let's just see what we can do in terms of making it accessible. So if they can't come to me, I'll come to you. So that's kind of what sort of shaped this business model. Was it's a little bit different. Yes, it is. But I do get to see a lot more people that way. And I give people a chance to relax and just breathe while they're at work. Just go into this little oasis of calm and get away from it all.
Yeah, it is a bubble of, like you said. We'll go back on that part. Can you tell me more about what is reflexology, actually? What is it exactly? I know it's related to feet and hands as well, or just feet?
Yeah, no. It's feet, hands, ears and the face.
Yeah, and face. Okay,
I didn't know. Reflex points. It's a complementary therapy. It's been around for over 900 years, really. The key clue is in the word complementary. It sits alongside a traditional medicine. It mm-hmm. complements or supplements a traditional treatment. It's not a substitute. It's not an alternative mm-hmm. to medication, and it's not a cure. But what it does is that we work on the basis that you have these reflex points on the soles of your feet, mm-hmm. on the palm of your hands, on your ears and on your face. And then we stimulate them just by using touch. And we either massage them or I just apply a static hold to the reflexes. Okay. And the idea is that you stimulate the body to feel more relaxed, release of tension, and you lower cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and you stimulate the release of enkephalins and endorphins, which are the body's natural painkillers. So it's just working with the body and what it's already got available to balance everything naturally. And you should just afterwards feel quite relaxed. Tension should have gone. And if there's any pain, that should have gone as well. And but what happens to individuals is on an individual basis. You mm-hmm. can't say we do this and then you get that. It depends on what kind of condition you're in, mm-hmm. how you're feeling at the time. So there's no sort of standard approach and standard way of feeling afterwards, but generally people are really relaxed and in a good place afterwards, and that's the idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So is it only for the stress, or I think, you know, it could be helpful for lot of things. I mean, thinking about as a woman about hormones and stuff. I think it's just a headache or migraine or all sort of. Yeah,
it's all of those things. So you have to think about it as a way of your body is meant to be totally balanced. It's got it's like an internal chemical factory. Mm-hmm. So if anything happens, like you cut yourself, the skin will heal. You get a cold, your immune system will start tackling the virus. But what happens is due to lifestyle factors, so you're feeling stressed, you're tired, all of that sort of gets reduced. You don't have the same strength and way to kick back. And then you start to get poorly. You start to feel ill. And basically what we do is just stimulate the body to get back to its 100%.
Okay, to react actually and to wake up.
Yeah. Strengthen what you've already got. We don't add anything. Mm. We don't use any external stimulants or drugs or anything like that. It's just working with the body's what it's already got. And it's got a lot, actually. It's got a lot. The body is quite amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing, yeah. And when you go to company and do the actually, can you tell me a bit more about the service? How long, you know, it is when you do a seance, you would say?
A session. I have had to adapt the treatment. So normally, if you see a reflexologist outside of work, mm-hmm. you would expect to have an hour's treatment plus extra for, you know, talking through what you're hoping mm-hmm. to achieve and where you are with life. So I still do the medical questionnaire. Everybody has to fill in a medical questionnaire. Mm-hmm. But what I've done to accommodate the corporate environment is I've shortened the treatments down to 30 minutes. Now, I would argue anyone can set aside 30 minutes once or twice a month mm-hmm. to access reflexology. And then what happens is you come in, you've already done your medical questionnaire,
okay, yeah.
you've already set out what you're hoping to achieve and what we're working on. And then I've developed a menu of treatments, if you like. So I've got one treatment that tackles the digestive system. I've got one that's specifically aimed at relaxing the body.
Oh, I see.
I've got another one specifically for people who want to balance their hormones, their endocrine system. And I got another one for people who are struggling with their digestive system. So irritable bowel syndrome, diarrhea, anything, upset stomachs, anything like that, which could be as a result of any medication that they're taking. So, yeah, I do a range of treatments and people can pick and choose when they book in which one they want. Or they can just say, well, you know what, I just want to have a general. And then I just try and cover as many reflexes that I can in those 30 minutes. Yeah, but it is shorter, more focused than what you would get if you were seeing someone outside
as work. As you get actually ready, like you said, you're ready before, so you can go straight to the point.
Yeah.
What sort of price are we talking here? And is actually, as you go to company, is the company take, you know, part of the paying system, or is it only for the individual who wants to have some reflexology? How do you manage that?
Well, I got three different setups, and that's because the companies that I go into now all have different requirements. So the more generous one, should we say, employers. Some employers cover the whole cost. Mm-hmm. Now, you could say that that's because they're generous, but actually it's deductible from their tax bill, so it's quite a smart move anyway.
Yeah.
They can, so they can pay for it, and in that case, it's free to the client or the employee. They just book the treatment and they don't have to pay anything, and I then invoice the company. Then there are others who say, well, actually, we'll subsidise it, so they give... They pay some of it, and then the employee pays some of it. And then there's last one where the employee pays for all of it, and they go on, they book online, and then they use PayPal to pay there and then. Yeah. So there are three different models, and that's because there's no company that's the same out there, and they don't all have the same budget for it, do they?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, as I saw on your website, which is absolutely true, it could be really worth it for the company as well, as... like you said, every year businesses across the country lose over 10 million working days to stress. Mm-hmm. So it could be really worth it, actually, for the owner of the company to say, okay, I'll pay for it, as, you know, my employees will be less stressful and everything. So
I have to say, when I've been in there, it's been incredibly popular. So I've launched, I usually go in and I give free tasters to a company. They want to try it out because they don't know if it's for them. So I give a free taster. It's been really quickly booked up. And then when we launch it again, it gets booked up within hours. It's a very popular thing to do. For the employer, yes, absolutely. It's really good business sense. If you invest in your employees, they do feel more loyal. They do feel like they are being invested in. And that has an impact on your retention rate. So people stay longer in a company that they feel that looks after them. And also from a recruitment perspective, you're just that little bit different. You offer something that others might not. You know, we all expect to go to work and get paid a salary. But if we can get things like this on top,
it
sends
That's
a really
good.
Strong signal that this is a caring company where they actually take your health and well-being quite seriously, and they will put things on like this for you to access.
Yeah, absolutely. And how far are you going? Because it's, like we said, a pop-up company, a pop-up clinic. So you go to the company. So how far you go here?
But at the moment, I think it's just the way it's worked out. I'm mostly in central Cambridge at the moment. I'm also on the biomedical campus over by Addenbrookes.
But I am
prepared to cover all of Cambridgeshire. So if anyone gets in touch from Huntingdon or Ely or anything like that, that's absolutely fine as well.
Okay, excellent. Katja, last question, most important. How can company be in touch with you? How?
So I got a website. I built it myself, so it's not very flashy, but it's okay.
It's really nice. I was going to say your website is really nice. Well done to you.
Oh,
it's
thank
really
you.
Good.
Thank you very much. It's one of the things when you become self-employed, you do not appreciate how much time is spent on marketing and building websites and building an online profile generally. But my website address is www.goodcompanyreflexology.com But I'm also on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on LinkedIn. So if you just Google Good Company Reflexology, you should be able to find me on one of those channels.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming to Cambridge 105 Radio today. Thank you very much.